Hey, everyone, and welcome to episode 51 of the Taking Notes podcast for Monday, January 22nd, 2007. I am Bruce Elgort, here with
Julian Robichaud
and
Devin Olson.
Thanks for joining us today, Devin. Hey, we're all outside JamFest 2007 right now, and today was opening day, well,
opening session day
and full-blown sessions. Julian, why don't you recap for us some of the major announcements that came out of the OGS this morning?
All right, major announcement. Okay, so Quikr, right? Not Flickr, not Clickr, it's Quikr. So Quikr. That's the...
Q-U-I-C-K-R.
Right, quick with an R.
I forgot the E-R.
It's right, Quikr. And it's not Quickest, it's Quikr. And
it's not Quickie either.
It's not. So that was, I mean, technically that is what? Quick Place 8, right?
That's correct.
Okay, but it looks nothing like Quick Place. So it's not like the Quick Place 6.5 upgrade where... it kind of looks the same. It's a whole nother product.
I need to talk about licensing here, Julian. I need to talk about licensing.
I do.
I want to bring up the thing about Quikr and the licensing.
Well, why don't we? There's two versions of Quikr, right? There's the versions. Personal edition, which everyone who has, I guess, passport, right, is entitled to, right?
Right. There's entitlement. Yes.
Right, and then there's the standard edition, which is a server-based solution, which actually can work with different repositories other than NSS, right?
Exactly. There's the server-based solution, and it's available. Can I let the cat out of the bag?
Go ahead.
Meow.
All right. If you have a current passport license or support license for Quick Place, you get Quikr Standard for free.
Free. F-R-E-E. Free.
F-R-E-E. No cost. They just give it to you because they value your support.
Free as in free beer?
Free as in free beer.
Nice. All right. So what else? We saw Notes 8, right, Julian?
Right. We saw Notes 8. So officially they said Hanover actually is Notes 8, and it was. And they did demos on that, but really, didn't focus on Notes so much as the whole composite application thing, right?
That's correct. Ron, the demo guy.
Yes, Ron Sebastian. And I'll tell you what. Okay, so you'll probably read this in a couple of places. One of his demos crashed for,
Firefox
5 seconds.
Crashed.
And it wasn't the whole demo. What happened is he was doing portals, and he was dragging a portlet onto a page, and then Firefox crashed. Restored it, came right back up. Okay, you know what? The cool thing about that is it was a real demo. Okay, so everyone, said last year, there was some flash things or whatever. No one knew, and, this was live.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. This was an absolutely true real-time demo, and the crash and the recovery demonstrated it perfectly. The interesting thing was it wasn't a fault of the IBM product. It was a fault of Firefox. Firefox had a problem, and it recovered nicely.
Yeah. But Note 8 looked great. I mean, it would look really polished, really refined.
And the open document stuff, the open office integration, very nice looking. They had little thumbnail previews of things.
The editors.
Editors. I mean, it
productivity editors.
Yeah, I mean, the editors, the integrated browser, the same time, everything just looked so nice in there. It didn't look like it was sort of tacked on, like it was bolted onto the client. It was just all this one big experience, and it was very nice. They did a really good job.
All right, then we had Lotus Connections. Devin?
Lotus Connections. In the past, we'd referred to, actually, I can't say we. I believe it was Julian that referred to previous years as confident and growing and stuff, and this year being cocky. Lotus Connections is wonderful because... Connections is very cool because one of the things that it includes built in is SharePoint capability. It'll integrate natively with SharePoint.
So, but what is Lotus Connections? It has what capabilities? It has profiles.
It has profiles. It has, I can't even begin to describe
bookmarks.
The number of things. Bookmarks. It has dog ears. It has the dog ears.
Bookmarks are tags.
Stop fighting, you guys.
Right.
Sorry,
go
ahead.
No, please, go. Continue.
No, you go.
Me go?
You go.
All right, so what else? They have the tag clouds. It's kind of neat because me and John Rawling were talking about this, and several years ago everyone was pushing these knowledge management solutions.
Right.
And knowledge management never really took off. We had KStation, we had Discovery Server, and things like that. It never quite stuck because no one really knew what to do with them, and it was kind of all this extra work. And now everyone knows what a tag is.
Social software for the enterprise.
Yeah, social networking for the enterprise. Incorporated. It is essentially the next evolution of the Oh, geez, I've lost the noun. WebSphere Enterprise Portal Solution, was that what it was called? It's the next evolution of that.
Right.
And it's wonderful, and it's very impressive, very cool.
Well, speaking of portals, we also saw, Portal Express version 6?
Yes. And Mike Roden said on stage you can install it in under an hour.
I thought he said under 30 minutes.
Did he? We'll have to fact check that.
Yeah, let's go talk to Mike.
Yeah, let's go. Let me call him right now.
All right. Hold, Julian, you go call Mike. What else, Devin? Kick-Ass Band.
Well, you know what? You know, yeah, the Kick-Ass Band was nice. But truthfully, I was at there was a point in the opening session where I was actually weeping. I was crying like a little girl when one of my very, very, very favorite heroes from childhood came up on stage. It was spectacular. It was absolutely amazing. The first man to walk on the moon came up and spoke to us, and he gave us a wonderful history of the moonshot programs. He talked about Gemini. It was absolutely spectacular. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I forget the man's name? Neil Armstrong himself was on stage live today at Lotusphere, and it was a very moving moment for me emotionally, personally, and intellectually.
Yeah,
wonderful.
And actually, the entire backdrop of the entire stage during the whole presentation was space-oriented.
Oh, it was.
You know, they had the galaxies, and every time the icons and graphics flew in, everything was, like, kind of spacey. It was great. I liked it. All right, what else, guys?
So they did unified messaging. So they talked about
UC squared,
that's right. And so they talked about how you can integrate same time with voice communications. I think they used a Cisco integration solution in that. They talked about how it integrates with, Google Chat and Yahoo and AOL. And so you can have all those things in your same time. And then also how it integrates with all the activities and with your web pages and with Microsoft Office and all of that stuff. And so, actually, we might be able to grab some marketing information right here.
Right.
About
hold on a second.
Communications.
Yeah, exactly. Ed Brill just walked by. And Ed,
they're geeking out here. What's going on?
Nothing much. Ed, congratulations on the 30% growth of your product line.
Yeah, thank you. It was a fantastic year.
No, it's dead.
Oh, Nathan Freeman just walked by and interrupted here. Alan, how are you? Alan Leposky just joined us.
I'm doing much better now that I'm with you, Bruce. What's up?
Nothing much. We're just wrapping up a podcast where we talked about all the great things that were announced today at Lotusphere. You know, about all the SharePoint stuff. No, only kidding.
No. The death of SharePoint. SharePoint's dead. Exchange is dead.
Did you hear that, Nathan? SharePoint is dead. All right.
Well, it can't be dead. No one's ever used it, so it was never alive.
All right, we'll let... Thank you.
Rimshot!
That's right, rimshot. Oh, I have my drumsticks in my hand, but we have to finish up episode 51 of the podcast here, guys, so thanks for dropping by.
Expediter.
Hi, everybody.
Good night. All right, here we are. Ed and Alan and Nathan are gone. They're gone, and they're going... Oh, they just got transported to space. Oh, sorry. All right, sorry, guys. All right, what else?
I think Julian needs to tell us a little bit about Notes Expediter.
Yes.
The Eclipse platform.
Okay, well, Expediter, and that's not really an announcement because I think they've talked about Expediter quite a bit over the last couple months. Had a very nice, concise definition. Expediter is the platform that all of their new tools are built on, and it is based on Eclipse, and I think they described it as Eclipse plus services. So they have this Eclipse platform that has some extra services for, web enabling things, and I think it's even got. Ian, didn't we find out it's even got some kind of JSP, server kind of components
that
in it too, right?
It's all wrapped up together, and we talked about this in the Birds of a Feather later this afternoon. Well, earlier today, and Devin, you and I were there, and Julian was there. Where I mean, it seems like Expediter is this. I'm not going to say composite, but this all-in-one thing that's got what in it?
It's got everything in it. And what's
everything?
Everything. Yeah, it's everything. It's got the actual Expediter client is based upon standard Java components. And what's actually very, very cool about it, it has built into it Java Swing components, which means that when you use it on a particular client OS, it doesn't really matter which OS you're operating on. It appears as a native application on that particular OS, which is absolutely spectacular. A Mac app will look like a Mac app. A Linux app will look like a Linux app. A Windows app look like a Windows app. And a mobile app will look like a mobile app. Absolutely right.
And it's all built into this expediter. I'm not going to call it a layer, but like the JVM, everything is in there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's sort of a conglomeration of different Java capabilities working together. One of the things that's absolutely spectacular about it is, in the event that you say you didn't want to use a particular WebSphere component and you wanted to use, but you wanted to incorporate Java capabilities in your Notes app, regardless of whether your Domino server was running on a Linux client or Windows client or anything, you could use an Expediter version, what's technically called a headless version of Expediter client, which means there's no graphical user interface. There's simply a console interface, and that will handle all of your Java integration for you. It's built in, and it knows about Notes. It knows about Domino. It's aware of the server, and it interacts directly. It's absolutely very, very cool, very, very spectacular.
You like that word spectacular, Devin. It's wonderful.
Well, and I'll make two more points on this. That at one of the questions that Ben Lang-Hendrix asked Mike Roden was about writing to a JVM and how you end up with, like, five different versions of the JVM on your server, and which one do you write to? And he made the point that since Expediter has its own embedded JVM, you're not writing to the JVM version, you're writing to the Eclipse platform. So you're writing to the layer that's sitting on top of that, so you never even know what Java version is running. So that kind of solves that problem. The other thing is, I went to a session today on composite applications and the component designer. Very nice. They're making it as far as the design is concerned, they are making it very, very developer friendly, and a lot of, you know, drag and drop. You can integrate things. You can they have a wiring piece. The wiring piece used to be with Portal. You had to program all the wiring. Now it's literally drag and drop. You have something that looks almost like an office when you have all the tables and you're doing joins and you just drag one field. That's how the wiring works. And so you have all the components on the page, and you say, I want to wire this one to that one, and you drag the piece that you want to wire over to the next piece, and there you go, it's wired. So, very nice.
Excellent. Well, I think we covered a lot of ground, and it's Jam Fest time, so I think, Julian, you're going to play bass? No? Yes?
No, not this year.
All right, I have my drumsticks in my hand. Devin, what are you going to play?
I'm actually going to sing a little bit later on, and I hope people don't you know, hurt their ears or anything. I'd like to take a moment here and thank Bruce Elgort and Julian Robichaud for letting me join them on this podcast. It's quite an honor and a pleasure to be here.
Well, the honor is all ours, Devin. Julian?
That's all I got.
All right, take care, everyone. It's off to Jam Fest 2007. Peace out.